from Hartford Stadium on the campus of Georgia Perimeter College. It is the Soccer Down Here game of the week. On the girls' side, it is the Golden Bears of Holy Innocents coming in with a record of 9-1-1. Runners-up in single A, losing 1-0 last year with a record of 16-3-3 last year. 9-1-1 this year, going up against the Angoras of Clarkston, coming in with a record of 8-5. Starting off with the girls' match here at 5:30. After 7 o'clock, 7:30, it should be the boys' match here with the Angoras and Holy Innocents. Holy Innocents in their road whites with the maroon numbers. They're going from right to left as you picture the match in your mind's eye here in the first 40 minutes. The Angoras of Clarkston, they're going from left to right. They are in their dress green home uniforms with gold numerals, and they are going from left to right. Head coach for Clarkston, Kenyon Bazell, in his 19th season. And the head coach for Holy Innocents is Clayton Schmidt. Clayton Schmidt has been coach since 2015, record of 109-30-10. Clarkston trying to work up the left-hand side in their 4-4-2. On the charge, it is Holy Innocents. On the left, it is Lily Russell. Russell gets past the defender inside the 18 and just misses to the near post. A minute and 15 seconds in, first chance of the match, gets past Amira Williams to the near side, and it will end up being goal kick as it goes into the side netting. Once again, thanks for hanging out with us and accessing us however you are doing so. The Soccer Down Here app, available iOS and Android, soccerdownhere.net, and on archive on your favorite podcatcher on YouTube. Sent forward by Imani Williams on the goal kick, the sophomore. Picked off by Holy Innocents in center circle, trying to work it back, and here comes Clarkston after the intercept. Back and forth continues. Grayson Roberts gets it back for Holy Innocents. She gives to Maria Utz. Utz up the middle, looking for Russell on the left-hand side. Couldn't find it. Defense was there for the Angoras. Trying to work their way up the middle. The defense was there in turn for Holy Innocents. Back and forth about 30 yards from goal. Holy Innocents down the right-hand side just outside the 18, and Williams will watch it go to the far post over the end line. Yet another goal kick. 2 minutes, 20 seconds in for Holy Innocents. Once again, Clarkston coming in with a record of 8-5, 4-2 in Region 6 Quad A. They're right now the four, trying to make the playoffs for the third time in the last 5 years. They've made the playoffs 2 years in a row. And the Angoras here at Hallford Stadium trying to get a big result late in the year. Trying to work up the left-hand side was Najet Omardin. Holy Innocents ends up with it. They're coming down the right-hand side in the attack, charging in. 45-degree angle just inside the 18. Left, and the flag is up just as Lily Russell wanted to pull the trigger from about the penalty spot. And it ends up offside. Flag is up on Holy Innocents here in the fourth minute. Catching up with Coach Bazell yesterday, they knew it was going to be a daunting task for them. Reese Martin gets possession for Holy Innocents. But once again, there is Najet Omardin for Clarkston. Omardin keeps the ball in the attacking half. Turnover, Omardin slow to get up. Center circle, Utz, now down the right-hand side. Players through, and once again, flag is up on the offside. Second time in about a minute, Lily Russell has been offside. Holy Innocents trying to get their timing down. Second time in short order, it ends up offside. And Imani Williams, Williams wearing the armband today. Bev Benedict at right back, trying to send it forward. Ends up being a throw, and now a second throw for Clarkston. About 10 yards shy of center line. Najet Omardin lost possession temporarily to Ava McMasters, the center mid, but then regaining it was Clarkston. now center circle, Anna Halukoma. She had possession temporarily taken away. McMasters now for Holy Innocents. Chip over the top by Avery Bradley. She was trying to connect with Lily Russell. Wasn't there, and it ends up heading straight to Amiri Williams, the senior. Center circle possession back and forth. McMasters pulls it back for Holy Innocents. Benedict back to McMasters. Right at center line, Najedo Martin there. Stout defense for Clarkston. One possession temporarily chasing Sundar I. But Holy Innocents regains possession. Throw at center line. Second hop. And Holy Innocents has it, trying to work down their attacking right. Into the middle. Avery Bradley. Through ball in the third time once again. As they were trying to get it to Maria Utz, charging down the middle this time. Here in the sixth minute, another offside. And Clarkston with Imani Williams. He'll send it down the right-hand side looking for a partner in Willa Johnson, the sophomore. A bit overcooked, and here comes Holy Innocents down the left-hand side. Utz chasing it down. She will get there about 20 yards from goal. Wants to cut it inside the 18. Gets past the defender. Goes centrally. Pass was there, and the chance was there for Olivia Hutcherson at the far post. She gets possession back. Chips it over the bar. Hutcherson, the connection was close at the back post. She regained possession quickly, but chips it over the bar. The first real chance of the match here in the seventh minute. And Hutcherson sends it high. It'll be a goal kick once again for Clarkston. Imani Williams, kick possession lost. Hutcherson once again, and stays down this time. The flag and the whistle, and in the back of the net is Maria Utz. So just shy of the eighth minute, Utz puts it in the net, past Amira Williams, and it is 1-0 to Holy Innocents. Combinations were there a couple of previous times just offsides for Holy Innocents, but Utz puts it right past Amira Williams, and it's 1-0 for the visitors. Once again, remember with Holy Innocents coming in with a record of 9-1-1. Clarkston coming in with a record of 8-5. Benedict tried to keep possession. She does. Back and forth with Reese Martin, about 40 yards from goal. Into the middle. Interception just missed. Holy Innocents through ball. Flag is up. Whistle goes. Once again, Hutcherson offside over on the attacking right. Goal kick for Clarkston and Amira Williams. Or kick once again from about 35 yards from goal where the offside was called. Short pass to send it back into play. Sender I and Imani Williams going back and forth. Pass into center circle. Holy Innocents is there. Big hop. Najet O'Martin had it. Back and forth with Leigh Paul. O'Martin trying to keep it away from Maria Utz. Does. And keeping possession was Raquela for the Angoras. Left-hand side. Colette Harwell. Sprinting after it, Maria Utz. She will track it down just shy of the corner flag, coming inside the 18 once again. Looked from up here that it went over the end line. Second chance off the crossbar for Holy Innocents. Official said it stayed in. Second chance is in the net. And Reese Martin with the goal in the ninth minute. So Utz scores in the eighth. Martin scores in the ninth. And it's now 2-0 Holy Innocents. It looked like from up here that the ball went over the end line. You only have two officials here today. Kept in play by Holy Innocence, and Reese Martin with the goal, the senior, makes it 2-0. Clarkston passing down the middle of the pitch through center circle, picked off by Holy Innocence, and they'll charge once again Maria Utz. Utz looking to her left. O'Marden was there to defend. Pass intended for Halua Adem, too much. And Holy Innocence, once again with possession over on the right-hand side. Bev Benedict to McMasters now. Right-hand side, Hutcherson once again wants to charge inside the 18. Three defenders were there for Clarkston. Pass completed after a great stretch to keep possession, and the whistle goes as the pass intended for Colette Harwell. Harwell was offside. Holy Innocence lost four starters from that 2022 finals team. One transferred, two graduated. One graduated early to go play soccer at Arkansas. But you look at the roster, and there's only a handful of seniors for Holy Innocence. Shot picked up by Amira Williams, and she hangs on to it. We mentioned Olivia Hutcherson with her work down the right-hand side early on. Hutcherson, she's going to play basketball next year at Princeton. Clarkston trying to keep possession down the right-hand side. Esther Son and Raquela working well. Son passed to Willa Johnson. Her connection with Najardin ended up with Holy Innocence. Holy Innocence once again inside the 18, inside the 6, goes short side and in. And it's Maria Utz with her second. She's got a brace in 3 minutes. And Holy Innocence with the 3-0 lead. Holy Innocence charging down the left-hand side after gaining possession. It ends up at the boots of Maria Utz, and Utz gets her second in 3 minutes, and it's 3-0 to Clarkston. All right, 3-0 to Holy Innocence going up against Clarkston. Pass through the middle once again by Holy Innocence. Lily Russell found the Clarkston defense. Another chance once again to the left. Left for Hutcherson. Hutcherson dribbles and puts it in the net past Amira Williams. Just like that, less than a minute later, Hutcherson gets a goal, and it's now 4. Hutcherson with the finish. And it is 4 goals in 4 minutes now for Holy Innocence. And Clarkston will chase after that first goal once again. Pass intercepted. Center circle. Ava McMasters was there. Her attempt was picked off. O'Marden was there, trying to keep possession for the Angoras. Avery Bradley was there trying to get possession for Holy Innocence. Bradley touches it last. It's going to be a throw for Clarkston. Raquela looking for Najet O'Marden. Deflects off Raquela. First substitution of the day for Clayton Schmidt and his staff. And taking a bit of a breather is Maria Utz after her brace. And checking in for Holy Innocence is Clarissa Lander, the junior. Down the middle, Avery Bradley. Looking for Lily Russell. Over to Hutcherson on the right wing. Once again, Hutcherson charges inside the 18. Cuts it back to her left. Tries to lay it off through the penalty spot. Gets the deflection. Deflected twice. Deflected off of Lander last for Holy Innocence, and it's going to be a goal kick for Clarkston here as we're getting into the 14th minute. Utz, a 2023 grad going to Wesleyan of Connecticut. She's going to play soccer next year. Wesleyan, for those who don't know, perennial top 10 program in Division 3. Lander with possession now, near corner flag. Trying to get past Raquela. Sends it toward the penalty spot with her right. Defense is there for Clarkston, up into the air. Sent to the back line, and Grayson Roberts. Roberts at left back. Into the middle, center circle, Avery McMasters. Over to the right, pass. Hutcherson would have been offside, so she lets it go, and it will go all the way back to Amira Williams. And Williams gets it caught up into the breeze a little bit. Holy Innocents grab possession quickly. Imani Williams trying to dribble away from Lander, does. And they're going to call a foul on Lander. About 30 yards from goal. There'll be a free kick for Clarkston. Soccer Down Here Games of the Week presented by our friends at Kaiser Permanente. Kaiser Permanente, thrive. O'Martin sends it up the right-hand side. Esther Sand trying to gain it away from Holy Innocents. Last touch by Anna Holokoma. The defense is there for Holy Innocents, and here they come again up the left-hand side. A lot of work by Lily Russell up the left. Deflected, picked up by Clarkston. Through ball by Najet O'Martin. And it is the first touch of the match for Mary Anna Mirgorod, the junior in net for Holy Innocents this afternoon. Hutcherson, about 10 yards from center line on the right-hand side, finds a partner in Lily Russell, center circle. Russell surveys, tracking it down, Ava McMasters. Left-hand side, right at center line. Back to Avery Bradley. Bradley turns, through ball, looking for Hutchison, but the whistle is there for offside. And Holy Innocents disagrees, thinking that they waited. But it's going to be a kick for Clarkston. About 10 yards or so shy of center line up the left-hand side. And once again, taking will be Imani Williams. Pass was intended for Reese Martin, as Hutcherson and Martin have been marauding up the right-hand side here in the first 15-16 minutes. Second hop past the Holy Innocents defender. Mirgorod is there and will grab for Holy Innocents, working quickly. Punch kick. Trying to go with a heel flick was McMasters. Didn't have a partner. O'Martin there in the midfield, laid off for her once on the give and go, but picked up by McMasters and Holy Innocents. Trying to get away from Anna Holokoma. Big hop on the second ball, picked up by Holy Innocents. Lily Russell tries to cut it back to her right. She's got Hutcherson. Hutcherson calms it down. Inside the 18, wants to work to her left foot. Tried to get it to Lander. Deflected once and twice. Cleared by Clarkston. On the charge once again from 30, just missing. Up and over was Avery Bradley. Through the football goalposts, didn't miss going under the crossbar by much. Was about 2 feet above the crossbar. And she saw something from about 30 yards away. That close in the 17th minute for Holy Innocents to pick up a fifth. Grayson Roberts wins possession. A little bit of miscommunication between Imani Williams and Amira Williams. Imani Williams wearing the captain's armband today and wanted Amira Williams to come up and charge and gain possession. She finally did, but once again, here comes Holy Innocents. Imani Williams, though, gets in the way. Angora's win possession. Back and forth continues. Imani Williams once again tries to get away from Lily Russell. Russell stands her up. Pass is deflected. Esther San challenging Colette Harwell. O'Martin Gives to Sand. Sand up the right-hand side. Challenge was there from Avery Bradley. Bradley last touch, and it'll be a throw for the Angoras 10 yards inside the attacking half. 22 minutes to go here, first half. Four goals in 4 minutes. Two from Maria Utz, one from Reese Martin, one from Olivia Hutcherson. And it's 4-0 to Holy Innocents here against Clarkston. 9-1-1 against 8-5 here in region play. Region play winding down. Only a handful of matches to go left in region play and the regular season as both these sides trying to work their way into the playoffs. Long ball. Can Hutcherson track it down? Yes, she can. Great run of about 40 yards. Tries to get around two Clarkston defenders. Heavy touch. And there to defend, Darnay Muhammad. Hutcherson wins it away from Muhammad. Wide open, back post, and in is Grayson Roberts. Correction, Reese Martin gets the goal. Martin wearing the captain's armband today, wearing number 8, as we look at things here from the Crow's Nest. And that is goal number 5 on the board here in the 19th minute. So Martin officially now with a brace. Utz has a brace. Hutcherson has the 5th. And down after the goal was Amani Williams, and Williams not able to put any weight on her right ankle. Being taken, getting some assistance over to the bench by head coach Kenyon Bazell. We'll keep an eye on that. As Amani Williams, wearing the captain's armband, and doing so only as a sophomore. So we'll keep an eye how Clarkston goes with the substitution and how things change in their 4-4-2 with personnel, with Williams now on the bench looking at that right ankle. Tracking it down, Reese Martin through ball once again. Martin just outside the 18 far corner flag looking far post. Big hop volleyed up into the air by Lander. Two substitutions coming in. It'll be a goal kick for Clarkston. Grayson Roberts checking out. And Hutcherson checking out for Holy Innocents. As we reach the halfway point here of the first half. And it's the first, and it looks like Bev Benedict checked back in. And it's the first appearance for Lauren Malsom, the freshman. Lander tries to stand up the two Clarkston defenders. Ball poked forward by Clarkston up to center circle. Reese Jackson there. Three defenders closing in on the attacker for Holy Innocents. Ball too much on it up the left-hand side, and it's going to be a throw for Clarkston. Pass intended for Sophia Cardillo, making her first appearance today. Cardillo, another freshman. Getting some minutes for Clayton Schmidt and his staff. Cardillo wins the ball away from Clarkston on the throw. Back towards center circle. And in possession is Reese Jackson. Martin. Pass was complete to Malsom. Malsom was double teamed, lost possession briefly. Cutback is there. Malsom wants to set it up to her left, cuts it, and just missed the near post. Malsom had to work her way around two Clarkston defenders, set up her left foot, misses it to the near post just near 22nd minute. With the score 5-0, Holy Innocents. it looks like Anna Halicoma will now take the goal kick with the absence of Imani Williams. Found Najeto Martin trying to pass it up the right wing to Esther Sand. Sand bumped off the ball, and they're going to call a foul on Cardillo, probably. Cardillo was there. McMasters was there. So 5 yards or so inside their own defensive half. Najeto Martin looking up the right-hand side. That's where she's going to go. Esther Sand tried to chest it down. Couldn't quite keep it in play, and it's going to be a throw for Holy Innocence now here in the 23rd minute. 4 goals in 4 minutes for Holy Innocence. 2 from Maria Utz, 1 from Reese Martin. Olivia Hutcherson got the fourth, and then Martin responds with goal number 5 in the 19th minute. And that has given us the score, with Holy Innocence leading Clarkston by the score of 5-0 here in play in Region 6 Quad A. Once again, Clarkston trying to chase after their third playoff berth in 5 years. And the flag is up. Whistle on offsides over on the right-hand side. So Clarkston chasing after their third playoff berth in the last 5 years. Holy Innocence, your defending champs last, your runners-up in 22, single-A champs in 21. 19-1 record in 2021, 16-3-3 in 2022. Remember, coming into today with a record of 9-1-1, going up against the Angoras, who come in with a record of 8-5. We mentioned Reese Martin, 2023 grad, started the majority of her 4 years. And we've been seeing her work, and she's been working in the wide areas all afternoon with the success that's attached to that with the brace that she scored. Holy Innocence wins possession after the free kick. Martin, centrally, through ball, looking for Cardillo down the left wing, and the whistle goes for offside. So Clarkston will get the chance to bring the ball back in play, 35 yards from their own goal down their attacking right-hand side. Under 16 minutes to go here, first half. Once again, after this match, 7:30 Eastern time, it'll be the boys' match with Clarkston and Holy Innocence. Holding up on the kick, and it looks like Reese Martin is checking out. Cardillo swapping positions to the back line. And a yellow card has been given. Yellow card given to Reese Martin, so that's why she had to leave. So 15 and counting here in the first half. Khaled Harwell had possession, lost it, got it back. Back to Avery Bradley. Bradley trying to pass it down the middle channel. And there, defender was waiting for Mira Williams to kick it forward. Almost created a chance for Holy Innocence, but Holy Innocence does win the ball back. Midfield, Najeto Martin challenging, but charging through. Once again, Lauren Malsom. Malsom on her own gets it past Amira Williams, and Lauren Malsom with the goal. That is now the sixth one on the board. 14:35 to go here in the first half. So 26th minute, Lauren Malsom with the goal. Charging right down the middle of the pitch, gets it past Amira Williams, and it's now 6-0. Clarkston, after this match, as they try to keep that four seed, have a match with Hayteville Charter. So there's a match on Thursday. And then Tuesday, they're at Berkmar in a non-region game. So they wrap up their region on Thursday. Then next week, it's Berkmar and Drew Charter to wrap up their schedule, as they try to stick with that four seed, or perhaps have a chance at a three seed in Region 6 Quad A. 6-0 to Holy Innocents, under 14 minutes to go here, first half. Brace for Maria Utz, brace for Reese Martin. Hutcherson with one, Malsom with one. And that's where we stand. 13.5 minutes to go here, first half. Pass looking for Khaled Harwell, and the whistle is up for offside on Holy Innocents. So Clarkston on the year in their 13 matches. Averaging about 6 goals a match. There have been some matches where they have beaten some opponents on the road by those 10-0 margins. Had a 10-2 win against Newton, 10-0 win against Redan, 10-0 against Miller Grove, same against Stevenson. Had a non-region win against Cedar Grove that was 10-1, put 9 on Stone Mountain. And in the 13 matches, they've given up 46 goals, so about 4 per match. Through ball, nicely done there on the turn. Charging is Lily Russell. It is Russell and Amira Williams, and it is in on the near post. And Lily Russell makes it 7. For Holy Innocents. Pass right down the middle of the park. So Lily Russell with the goal. Here in the 28th minute. So when Holy Innocent scores, they score in bunches. 4 and 4 minutes to get the 4-0 lead. Then you had the one goal in the 19th minute. Martin's brace made it 5. And now 2 goals in 2 minutes to get it to 7. Throw here near side. Up and over Avery Bradley. Clarkston tried to keep possession. Bradley, though, winning it back for Holy Innocents. Pass into the near corner and call it Harwell. Harwell does track it down just shy of the corner flag. Looking far post and trying to go for the volley was Clarissa Lander. Lander ended up with it. Tried to poke it in with the left, but the defender was there for Clarkston to slow the progress of the ball down, picked up by Amira Williams, and we're still at 7-0. Substitutions coming in once again for Clayton Schmidt and Holy Innocents. And it looks like Avery Bradley is going to go, and it looks like Lily Russell will take a seat. Sully Pana checking in. Throw is intended for Sully, but unable to keep it in with Sandar Eye for Clarkston. It's going to be a corner. And the sophomore forward will be the one to take the corner. Looks like it will be an outswinger with her right foot over at the far corner flag, looking toward the penalty spot. Lander tried to settle it down. First hop, second hop. Defense was there for Clarkston. They can't get it out of their own half. Just get it out of the 18. Back in by Pana. Two defenders. Third defender hits it for Clarkston. And Lander wins possession back a third time. Pana just inside the 18. Deflection and in. Goal for Clarissa Lander, the junior. And that makes it 8. Lander's first on the day.
So 4 goals in 4 minutes made it 4-0. Now you've got 3 goals in 4 minutes. Goals 6, 7, and 8 by Malsom, Russell, and Lander. 10.5 minutes in counting here, first half. And it's 8-0 to Holy Innocents. Malsom got in the way of the pass from Clarkston. Here comes Holy Innocents again down the right-hand side. Worked by Malsom. Clarkston was there to win possession, but Holy Innocents there. Miller McGraw now in. Benedict now on the left-hand side. Ball trying to go over the top, looking for Halua Adem. Now here comes Holy Innocents. Staying onside this time, it looks like it's Lauren Malsom. Malsom in on the keeper, and it's in for goal number 9 at 9.5 minutes to go in the half. Staying onside, Malsom has a brace in 5 minutes. And it's now 9-0. Once again, 9.5 minutes to go here, first half. Change of keepers for Clayton Schmidt. Looks like Grace Bomar is now checking in. And Clarkston down 9-0 now. Utz with a brace within 3 minutes. Reese Martin, the first of her two. And Holy Innocents now chasing after their 10th. Trying to keep the attacker away was Anna Halakoma. Foul on Holy Innocents on Lander, just outside the 18. And one of the officials having a bit of a discussion with Clarissa Lander after that play. No card. Under 9 minutes to go here, first half. And the sophomore, Anna Halakoma, will take the kick. Top of the D. Found Najet O'Martin. O'Martin working down the right-hand side looking for Willa Johnson. But Reese Jackson was there for Holy Innocents as they now chase after goal number 10. O'Martin had possession. Clarkston tried to work down the right-hand side, but Grayson Thorne now getting some playing time for Schmidt and Holy Innocents. Coming up on 8 minutes to go, first half. On the turn, Willa Johnson muscled off the ball by Bev Benedict. Up the left-hand side, Miller McGraw again. Towards center circle. Malsom wins possession back for Holy Innocents. Now they'll work down the right-hand side. Sprinting past Sandar I. Trying to find a way to cut it inside to the 18. They do. Cut back toward the 6 and trickles wide of the far post. Chance was there for Utz, getting her third on the day as we're 7.5 minutes to go here, first half. And it stays at 9 as it just misses the far post. So once again, recapping, 4 and 3 minutes. Utz, Martin, Utz, and Hutcherson. Then Martin gets her brace in the 19th to make it 5-0. 4 goals in 5 minutes. Malsom the first of her two. The bookend of both of those. Here's chance number 10, and it's in! Maria Utz gets the hat trick, gets her third goal on the day. And it's 7:02 of the first half. Utz has a hat trick. And the Wesleyan commit makes it 10. So once again, 7:02 to go, first half. And Holy Innocents with 5 goals in 7 minutes after scoring 4 and 4, now has a 10-0 advantage. A lot of space in the midfield. On the turn, Sully Panah is looking to connect up the right-hand side. Connection wasn't there. Grabbing it will be Amira Williams. Bounces once, punts it up into the air. Takes a big hop 10 yards short of the center line. Clarkston now, as Alua Adem tried to turn inside center circle. Foul called on Holy Innocents now. 6:15 and counting first half. Holy Innocents defense was there. Lay paw for Clarkston. Grayson Thorne wins possession back for Holy Innocents. Up the right-hand side, long ball, tracking it down. Who's going to get there first? It's going to be Amira Williams. Williams upends the Holy Innocents player. Hands up in the air from the far official. And you're going to get a foul by the keeper outside the 18. As Williams upended the Holy Innocents player. Five and a half minutes to go here in the first half. Holy Innocents up by the score of 10-0. The ball was dropped 20 yards from goal. And getting a yellow card, looks like, is Reese Jackson. Palm skyward from Jackson. She's wondering why. So substitution on the yellow card. And with 5.5 minutes to go here in the first half, waiting for the whistle to restart play. Get the substitution for Holy Innocents when they're active in play. Clock starting once again at 5.5 minutes. Clarkston working up their left-hand side. But McMasters was there for Holy Innocents. Through ball, looking for Miller McGraw. Too much on it. And Amira Williams will get there at 5:15 and counting. Punt popped up into the air. First touch by Holy Innocents, but unable to hang on to it was Utz after her first touch. So it'll be a throw for the Angoras. About 25 yards from their own goal here on the near side. Getting possession, Reese Roberts, the freshman. Utz gets the pass just outside the 18, looking toward the 6. First touch, second touch, saved by Amira Williams. Chance was right there for goal number 11 at 4.5 minutes to go first half, but Williams was there for the grab and the save for the Angoras. McGraw wins the ball for Holy Innocents off the kick. Utz, through ball. And another chance once again for Holy Innocents, trying to regain possession quickly. Got caught in between her legs. Sully Panah couldn't quite get it from right foot to left foot. Two defenders crash for Clarkston to keep the shot from going in at 4 minutes to go, and it stays 10-0. Sully Panah had the chance, couldn't get control of the ball, had gotten past Amira Williams. Two defenders race back for Kenyon Bazell and the Angoras. And we get a corner kick at the far side. Big launch from just outside the 18, up and over the bar and through the goalposts. It'll be a goal kick for Clarkston. 3.5 to go, first half. Holy Innocents with the win today. We'll go to 10-1-1. Clarkston dropping to 8-6, as once again Clarkston is trying to get that 4 seed. Kick intercepted by Lander off the goal kick. Lander looking toward the penalty spot. Defense was there for the Angoras in Anna Helicoma to send it away. It'll be a deep throw for Holy Innocents just shy of the corner flag over on the far side. And looks like Panah would be the one to
initially take, and she'll hand it off just outside the 18. Grayson Thorne off of her right shoulder. Holy Innocence with possession. Malsom launches again up and over the bar. Got well underneath that one, so it'll be another goal kick for Clarkston as we come up on 2.5 minutes to go here first half. So once again, after this match for Clarkston, one more match in region play, and they finish up with two non-region matchups. Pressure from Holy Innocence is there from the kick. They're going to call Lauren Malsom for the foul inside the 18, about 15 yards away from goal. Correction, foul on Maria Utz, 23, not 22. Utz gets the pass, through ball, another chance. Once again for Holy Innocence, chip misses over at the far post. Once again, Pana trying to get her first on the day. We're now under 2 minutes to go here, first half. And Clarkston setting up for another goal kick. Since 2015, Holy Innocence, 5 Final Fours, 2 finals, and a title. And you can see why with the pressure that they've been able to put on Clarkston all day here. 10 goals on the board in 33 minutes of action. 80 seconds to go here, first half. And another yellow card for Holy Innocence. Looks like the yellow's on Pana. And the substitution coming in for Clayton Schmidt. Martin. Whistle stops play. Kick was done prematurely, and we'll try it again. Clock stopped at 1:18 to go here in the first half. And the whistle will now start the clock back up again. And O'Martin will send it forward. Close to center line. First contact by Holy Innocence. Headed up into the air. Volley by Clarkston. 10 yards inside their attacking half. But Holy Innocence is there on defense. Miller McGraw. She's got teammates. Has 4 of them. 3 to her right-hand side. Passes to Grayson Thorne. Thorne collapsed on by 3 Clarkston defenders. But she gains possession back. Just as quickly, Utz looking for Reese Roberts. Roberts trying to get it back to Utz. Clarkston defense is there, but charging through the center is Grayson Thorne. Amira Williams there for the save, her second of the first half. Second in short order here for Clarkston. As we're now coming up on 20 seconds to go, probably one last chance for either side. Holy Innocence, Grayson Thorne, 5 yards just inside center circle. Stood up, double teamed by the Clarkston defense, 3-on-2, but Holy Innocence wins possession. 5 seconds to go, one last charge down the right-hand side. Can they get the shot off in time? The answer is no. But 10 goals on the board for Holy Innocence in the first half. And that'll do it. 10 goals on the board. Utz with a brace. Martin with a brace. Malsom with a brace. Hutcherson with a goal. Russell a goal. Lander a goal. And Utz with the hat trick. 10 goals on the board for Holy Innocence. They'll get the win 10-0. They'll go to 10-1-1. Clarkston drops to 8-6. 4-3 in Region 6 Quad A. And they will need a win in their last match on Thursday in region play to try to get into the playoffs as a 4 seed. Coming up at 7:30, it's the boys' match, Holy Innocence and Clarkston. Jason Longshore will have the call. That has been the Soccer Down Here girls' match of the week presented by our friends at Kaiser Permanente. Final score once again, Holy Innocence 10, Clarkston 0.